Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. It is the Zach Gelb Show coast to coast right here on CBS Sports Radio. A lot going on with the QB position in the National Football League. And right now, we will welcome in the Pro Football Hall of Famer, a great quarterback in Kurt Warner. And let me remind you that Kurt Warner is an NFL Network analyst, and you could follow him on Twitter at Kurt13Warner. And NFL Network provides live coverage of the 2020 NFL Scouting Combine tonight through Sunday. Kurt, always great to have you on. Thanks for the time, and how you been?
I'm good, Zach. How you doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic, and always appreciate when you make a few minutes out there for us. I know you're at the Combine, so it's a very busy time of the year. And the talk of the football world, of course, is Tom Brady. What does your gut tell you right now, and what's going to happen with Tom Brady's future?
Well, my gut continues to tell me that he's going to go back to New England, because I just can't see him in a different uniform. I can't see him going somewhere else, and I still feel like it's the best situation for him to be competitive for a championship. I know that, you know, my mind, as I continue to hear these reports, sounds like that's, you know, that's not the most likely scenario, but I'm going to have to see it to believe it. Because, again, I just don't know what situation out there is better than what he's going to be guaranteed in New England. So it's going to be fascinating, I think, for all of us to see. We can't wait to see that domino fall. But I'm going to count him as a Patriot until I see him sign on the dotted line somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm with you as well. But if he were to leave, and you hear all these teams that are speculated, you know, the Chargers, Tennessee, the Raiders, is there a team right now that maybe you say if he were to leave, that would be the team that he should go to?
Well, I mean, you know, I look at it, and there's always a couple different ways to look at it. I mean, obviously, Tom's the ultimate competitor. But with that being said, you know, you still want to win championships. And so you weigh all the pieces that go into that. And so I look at the Chargers and the Raiders and I say to myself, well, if you go to one of those places, you're competing against the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes twice a year just to win your division. And that to me is not the most conducive scenario to compete for a championship every year. You know, when I look at the AFC, that's the one guy at the quarterback spot that I look at and go, that's the guy I have to deal with. Nobody else has proven themselves to be a championship quarterback on that side. So I'm used to being in a division where we win it every year and I get a one or two seed and I'm guaranteed a playoff spot. Why do I want to go to a division where I got to play against that guy twice a year? Even if we're battling and even if we can beat him, you know, that's a tough thing to do, and then probably play him a third time in the Super Bowl. So I just look at that scenario, and then, you know, there are, I heard the Giants and I've heard the Bucks mentioned too. I look at the NFC side and I say again, yeah, I want to win championships. If I go to the NFC side, there are a whole bunch of guys I got to go through. You know, there are so many good quarterbacks on that side of things that, you know, that's the other part that, man, not only do I have to beat a good one, I got to beat a bunch of good ones there. So I believe the AFC is still the right place to be for him if he wants to compete for championships. So I say to myself, with the teams that we've heard out there, the Titans seem to be the right fit. You know, he's got the relationship with the coach, obviously. They got a team that was in the championship game last year. They got some pieces that can fit to what Tom Brady is right now. I just feel like of all those teams that we've heard about, the best situation besides New England to compete for a championship is Tennessee in my mind.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. Out of all these teams being reported and speculated on, the team I laughed at the most was the Giants. We know the Super Bowl history there, but they just drafted Daniel Jones at number 6, which everyone killed Gettleman for, and he's telling everyone he's got his guy at quarterback. But you know it, when Joe Judge gets up at the podium the other day and doesn't name Daniel Jones his starter, people's minds, they start to wonder. But I really believe that Jones is still going to be their quarterback next year, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of parts to that. I mean, the first thing is just that I don't think New York's ready to compete for a championship. So is Tom Brady going anywhere that he doesn't think can at least to some degree compete? That's where it starts. But, I mean, the other thing with Daniel, there's no question Daniel's their long-term answer. But if you believe that you've got a chance to get Tom Brady for a couple years, you know, that doesn't necessarily throw a kink in the plans that Daniel Jones is going to be your guy for the next 10. So I could see it from that scenario. I just don't see, you know, the Giants. If I'm the Giants, I'm going, okay, what am I bringing Tom Brady in for? Do I really think that just adding him is going to make us a championship team? Well, no. I mean, I don't believe that. I mean, I don't see that happening. And so that would be my bigger question with the Giants is like, okay, if you went and made this move, why are you making this move? Are you trying to teach the guys around you? Are you trying to teach a Daniel Jones how to become a championship guy? Maybe. But it just doesn't seem to fit on either side to say, hey, we're just this quarterback away, or, you know, the Giants are just a quarterback away from winning a championship. So that's a perfect marriage for Tom Brady and the Giants. I just don't see it, even though I've heard the rumors.
Wouldn't you maybe potentially kill the confidence, though, of Daniel Jones if you played him last year, then you bring in Brady and then you have him sit for maybe a year or two?
I don't necessarily think so. I mean, because I think there's an easy way to sell that to Daniel Jones. You know, it's not like Daniel Jones, they're bringing in just anybody to be the guy and put you on the bench. You know, they're bringing in the best ever. And it's easy to sell, hey, we're going to bring this guy in. And the reason we're bringing him in is not because we don't believe in you, but because we want you to learn from him. We want to give you a couple years in which you can learn from the greatest to ever do it. So for the 10 years after that, we can be in a position and you're in the best position to succeed and hopefully compete for championships. So I think that's an easy sell from that standpoint, although, you know, no player wants to be put on the bench and, you know, be put back in that scenario. But when you're talking about Tom Brady coming in as opposed to anybody else, I think it's a much easier sell.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. What do you make of the future of Jameis Winston? Do you think he's back with the Bucs or somewhere else?
I do believe he's back with the Bucs. And again, you know, we've heard all the talk and, you know, Bruce Arians is one of those guys that you got to love because he kind of tells you like it is. I mean, it sounds like, you know, the Bucs are in the business of going, hey, if we believe there is someone better out there that we can win with right now, and that has the upside of a Jameis Winston without maybe the downside, we'll explore it and we'll go there. I just don't know what that piece is. I don't know who that piece is that really makes complete sense to me from that standpoint. And so knowing Coach Arians, knowing what he got out of Jameis last year, even though there was a lot of interceptions, I believe Bruce is saying to himself, look what this quarterback did in first year of our system. And if we can just eliminate some of those things and continue to kind of work our magic, we believe this guy can be one of the top-tier quarterbacks in this league and that we can win with him. And so I believe that's the mindset of Bruce Arians. So ultimately, I believe Jameis will be back probably on a franchise tag to see one more year if they can get him to turn that corner. But I'm just not sure that other guy's out there. But again, you know, that's saying right now, based on what we see, if Tom Brady makes one of these things fall and goes to the Raiders and now there's a Derek Carr, you know, maybe there's, you know, maybe somebody else becomes more available than we think they are right now that becomes intriguing to the Bucs and they go a different route.
Do you still think that Phillip Rivers has some good football left in him?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I definitely do. I mean, I love Phillip and I think he's going to compete and he's going to make some plays for you. You know, but again, I think the thing with Phillip is, you get to this point in your career and he's such a competitor that he wants to win. And I think at times that got him in trouble these past couple years, and specifically last year, just almost, you know, pushing and pressing the issue a little bit too much, almost feeling like I need to win, and we're so close to winning, and he got away from a little bit of what makes Phillips so good. But, yeah, I don't think there's any question that that Phillips still plenty good to be able to go to a good team and win a lot of football games and make it to the playoffs.
Talking to the Pro Football Hall of Famer and Kurt Warner, there's been some speculation what the Redskins are going to do at number two. You know, with the Cardinals a year ago, they drafted Kyler Murray number one and then traded Josh Rosen. Could you see the Redskins, if Burrow goes number one, taking Tua Tagovailoa number two? And give me a little a thought and an opinion on Dwayne Haskins as a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, normally you would say to yourself, no way the team is ever going to do that. But when you have an example just a year ago of a situation that played out just like that, and a quarterback that came in that you thought was a difference maker, that won Rookie of the Year, and that you see the excitement and that you believe you can build around for 10 years, I think if you're Washington, you got to go, okay, let's at least think about this. Let's at least explore this, because we've seen an example of how it works and that it can work. And bottom line is, you got to have that position, and you got to believe in the guy that's behind the center. And Arizona didn't. They do now. And so I think you have to ask yourself the same question if you were Washington, is what do we believe Dwayne Haskins is? And what do we believe he can be? And compare that to what we think Tua is. If you think Tua is that, you know, game-changing, difference-type maker at the quarterback spot, you have to explore that. And I don't think we've seen enough from Dwayne Haskins to say, oh, we don't need to worry about that, that we've got our guy. And so that's what makes it more intriguing. But, you know, you also have the Tua, and you have the hip, and you have all of that. And so I believe you have to believe that guy is a transcendent difference-making guy if you're going to make a move like that. But, you know, I know a lot of people that believe Tua is that guy. So going to be fascinating. But, yeah, I think, you know, recent history gives us an example of how that can work. And I think that makes Washington at least explore that option.
Is there any skepticism with Joe Burrow as a future NFL quarterback when you look and review him, Kurt?
No, I don't think there's skepticism. I think there's a lot of things that he does really well that will translate to the next level. I hear a lot of people talk about the arm strength aspect of things. Haven't seen him throw up close and personal to know. On tape, it didn't seem to be a limitation from the standpoint of what I worry about. There's some guys I look at on tape, and I just say to myself, they don't have the arm talent, you know, I should say bottom end, you know, the floor that I think you need to be a guy that can carry a team with your right arm. And then everybody above that, to me, is enough arm strength. I don't worry about it at that point. And when I watch, you know, Joe on tape, I believe he's got plenty of arm to be able to be successful at this level. And so without that being something that I worry about, what I saw last year gives me no worries that he can't turn and translate to the next level. Doesn't mean he's going to, but his processing, his accuracy, his technique as a quarterback, I think are all things that you can build on that could translate to the next level. And so I, you know, from what I've seen up to this point, I don't have any concerns that you could pick him very high, and he's got a chance to be a good quarterback at this level.
When you do your draft homework for the NFL Network, who are some other quarterbacks when we get away from Burrow and Tua that you like?
Yeah, I think the other guys are intriguing. You know, I think Jordan Love with his athleticism, and you actually go back to 2018, he was much better than 2019. And so that's what intrigues me, although it worries me a little bit that he's really good one year and not so good the next year. So it brings some questions, but I think he's got, you know, some upside with his athleticism. Another guy is Jacob Eason, another guy I liked on tape, and I think he's got good physical traits that he brings to the table, inconsistent at the quarterback spot. So you're always worried about inconsistencies, but at least a guy that intrigues you a little bit. And then you got a couple other guys like Fromm and Herbert that can't say I was necessarily huge fans of on film, although they both do some things well. So I'm intrigued to kind of see them in person, to see the arm strength, to see the quick twitch and how fast they do things, because I think that's key at the next level. But those are four guys that kind of intrigue me and kind of fall right behind the top two. And I think how they end up shaking out will be, you know, starting today here at the Combine, and then what people feel about some of those limitations and some of those upsides.
I know you got to run, so last one before we let the Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner run. Expectations for Ben and Cam coming off injuries in your mind. How do you view Ben and Cam at this stage of their career?
Well, Cam, I'm fascinated by it because I think the more injuries we've seen with him, the more you wonder how he's ever going to be able to play the game the way he's played it up to this point. And what's made Cam different is being able to play that way and being able to kind of throw caution to the wind and throwing his body out there and doing some of those different things. And so it very much intrigues me on who he's going to be, what he's going to be as a quarterback moving forward. Because I'm not sure I've seen enough to say, oh, if he doesn't run and doesn't use the athleticism, can he be a winning quarterback, a top quarterback as a drop-back passer, that he's never really had to do that. And so that's intriguing to me. Big Ben, I just believe Ben will be fine if he's healthy. You know, if his arm comes back the way that it's always been, I think Ben's a really good quarterback. I think he's been one of our top quarterbacks in the league. I don't think there's going to be any issue there as long as physically he can do the things that he's accustomed to doing. And, you know, if he doesn't come back the same physically and his arm's not the same, then obviously we got to figure out what that means. But I'm really not worried right now that that he's not going to be a difference-making quarterback as long as that arm is healthy.
Once again, you can watch NFL Network's coverage of the 2020 NFL Scouting Combine tonight through Sunday. And make sure you follow Kurt on Twitter at Kurt13Warner. Kurt's actually the reason why I started a Twitter account in high school, because I wanted to get him on the show, and he was nice enough to come on back when I was a high school student. So thanks so much, my friend. Always great to catch up with you.
All right, you too, my man. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.